we're taking a look at the battle, the rethink that's taking place in psychiatric communities on how to diagnose young children who are having various disorders. And good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
So there's been a 700% increase in antipsychotic medications being given to children 13 and under. This is in the United States. But in the 15 years between 93 and the start of 09, a 700% increase in antipsychotic medications, and they think that many of those may be misdiagnosed and they give them the wrong drugs and too much of them.
Yeah, that's certainly a significant issue to this. Part of the problem is that when a new diagnosis is created or a new syndrome is created, and what they're trying to do is develop another edition of what's called the DSM, or Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. And what tends to happen is once you have a diagnosis, you then have potential for treatment. The issue, though, is are we creating diagnoses for things that do not necessarily require a diagnosis? Are these variations in children's behaviors that don't necessarily require treatment versus serious disease that does require treatment? And so there's a lot of arguing going on within the established council that goes to try to develop these updates to the book. And it does lead to a lot of people getting quite upset. There's committee members that are leaving and quitting because they don't believe that this is an issue with regards to creating a new diagnosis, that we're over-medicating children, whereas there's others, people on the other side, saying, well, there is an issue because families are suffering and these children are suffering, and what do we do about it? So it is a very difficult issue, especially when you're talking about giving significant medications to children.
And it's a $40 billion industry.
That's the other issue. The good thing about how this manual is developed is that there is no input from any commercial organization or industry. So and that the people that are involved in creating this book have to declare whether they have any financial interest, and if they do, they are not allowed to participate in the development of the book. So there, at least you have that, but nevertheless, it is an astounding amount of prescribing that's going on, and I think that in some cases, we are likely over-prescribing and over-diagnosing certain mental illnesses or conditions in children that are likely the result of the environment they find themselves in, as opposed to any genetic or predetermined type of disease they may develop.
And whether behavior modification could be more useful than another pill.
Right, and I'm not saying that every child that's treated is not being treated properly. I'm saying that you have to have very specific evaluation and diagnosis done before you start to give children pills.
Yes, run out of time. Sorry.
All right, Steve.
Thank you very much. Can you discuss this on Sunday?
I certainly can do that.
Okay. All right. On Sunday House Call with Dr. Barry Dworkin.